It's Thursday, the 11th of June, 8 a.m. and it's a beautiful morning again, absolutely beautiful. There's that coolish breeze, light breeze though. I guess it's just the morning thermals. EasyJet. There's actually one just went a minute ago, just as I stepped through the door. Yes. Yes, it was cooler yesterday morning and turned into the most stunning, gorgeous summer's day. Oh boy, 23-24 degrees yesterday. Boys, oh boys, oh boys. This morning, or today, is to be much the same. In fact, I reckon it might be slightly warmer, but I'll take the same as yesterday. Just beautiful morning. There's a horde, I don't know what you call them, a horde of wee fleas. Swirling around. Actually, just dawned on me, they're probably midges. Perfect time of the day for midges, half sun, half shade. And they're all swarming about each other. Probably the guys chatting up the girls. Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful this morning. And I'm feeling so good. I am feeling so good. I got rid of another burden yesterday. Out with the home, that is. This, most of the stuff that's burdening me is outside the home. So I got rid of another one yesterday, which made me feel better. And I had a great day. I was out at the older lady's garden, the big garden I tend to out in a nearby town. It's a sun trap. It's just such a large garden with the burn, the stream running down through it. A burn, a stream, or a brook. A burn to me. Runs down through the garden. I was there for 4 hours cutting the grass, doing the borders. With a skimpy t-shirt on. Shameless hussy. Well, hussy man. No, it was so actually burnt the crown of my head. Hair's thin there, it's been thin for many years. Never got worse. Just a wee bit thin, but it gets burned. And I burnt it yesterday. Not bad, not bad. There's no pain. Just tenderish in the shower this morning. So I spent 4 hours there. The day just got warmer and warmer. And me and Mary, my wife, we went for a walk around different parts of the town. She had a couple of cars to drop in through little boxes, and we met friends on the way around. And we were out for about an hour and a half, and just sauntering in the glorious late afternoon, early evening weather. Oh boy, it was beautiful. What a difference it makes to your well-being, as it were. Wonderful day yesterday. And as I said, I ditched the burden last evening too, which just, I think, just about wiped away everything now. Anything else I'll deal with when I get home from holiday. But I'm feeling great this morning. Sun's so warm already, you know. It's just, oh, glorious. That beautiful big hawthorn, resplendent in gazillions of white, tiny wee white flowers. Though I have to admit that the scent of hawthorn bushes and trees is not very nice. It's kind of pungent. Although I do like pungent. It depends, you know, like pungency as in hyacinth and jasmine. The hawthorns are kind of off pungent. I really need to go over there and find out where that big bushy tree is. It looks like bamboo. Anyway, so feeling great this morning. Mary's feeling much better. I'm rubbing that special extra strength cream into her ankle joints, both sides, and it seems to be making a big difference to her. So that was great, because it sets her mind at ease for the holiday too, that it wasn't her blood. Well, we haven't had the results yet, but the doctor yesterday said that it wasn't blood because it have affected her in a different manner. Just rheumatic. You see, that's the thing. Not that I forget my wife's getting old, like me. But sometimes you do. Sometimes you're concentric, you know. You forget. Or maybe not so much forgetting. It's, as I said, self-centered sometimes. I'm not like that, actually, but sometimes I do it unconsciously. You know, you forget that my loved one, my beloved one, is getting old. She gave me my Father's Day card this morning. She's like that. Every card, no matter where it goes, to me or to other people, you get it so far in advance. That's just her nature. So I got my Father's Day card this morning. And it's in a proud position in the living room, top of the unit, for me to see when I come back home, because obviously it's not until a week on Sunday. But she's given me some money, so I'm quite pleased with that, you know. Money's good. Buy myself something nice in España. So this morning here, I'm standing, not with a hot mug of tea, but with a cold drink. A cold drink in the mug. Short sleeves, shorts are on anyway. And even, I'm standing in the shade, I'm standing out of the sun at the moment. I'm standing in the shade, it's so pleasant. What a difference. Oh my. So, I was going to say something there and completely diversified myself. No, not diversified. Not diversified. Diverted myself. Yes. Diverted. Easily done for me. Easily done. Yes, so. Feeling so good. I wish I could feel this way every morning, whether the sun was shining or not. Ah, but that only happens when you're a youngster. And you bounce out of bed in the morning, full of get up and go. It's a young robin. No red breast for young robins. Nature's wonderful, you know, because they don't develop their red breast for, I think, they're probably at least several months old. You know, it's a protection so that other robins won't attack them. It's a red breast, it's the old red flag to the bull kind of thing. So to keep them safe from attack, because robins are vicious wee beasties. They'll actually fight to the death. You wouldn't believe that, would you? That beautiful, and I heard yesterday on Classic FM, well, I think it was Classic FM, doesn't matter, I heard yesterday that Robin was voted the most popular bird in the country. Well, it's well up there with me. I love them to bits. I wouldn't have a garden without a robin. But what's in front of me, I'd rather have. Mrs. Blackbird. Scoffing up the porridge again. Where have you been, girl? Your head's all watched the white. What the heck have you been eating? Oh, it could be, she just caught a fly. I'll tell you what, she's quick. She's really quick. It's probably chick poop. that's probably what it is, actually. Yeah, go and give yourself a clean. Get a wee bath there and a wee bird bath. Go on. She's on the hunt for flies. She's studying this. There she got it. Oh, you're a beauty. I'll tell you what. She's like a, I was going to say an exocet or a scud, but more like a drone. What a beautiful morning. I could go on saying this, I could say this all day long. Well, then I'd have to change it to afternoon, but my flowers, the garden's looking beautiful. So many flowers out there. The geranium's not in flower yet, but it's just about to. But I've got all my beautiful yellow Mechanopsis and columbines, rhododendron. My alliums are up, the big purple ones, 5-inch ball, the purple on a 30-inch stem. Just looking beautiful. But the best bit is the side garden, my evergreen garden, just round the corner there. Because my rhododendrons are in bloom. And they are covered in buds and blossoms. Wow, I have a rich red, a deep red, and a almost kind of winey red. That sounds as if they're the same, but they're not. They're entirely different. And the three of them are in a row, and they've really grown fantastically well over the years. You know, 8 foot high. Just looking up from the front of the house, that's the best view. Just seeing this massive colour. Beautiful. So there you go. By goodness sake, have I really spoken that long this morning? I should have mentioned I'm having my cold drink out of a mug sent to me by my dear friend Adrian Wicks at Turbo Stream. So, picture of Stonehenge, but it's not Stonehenge. Photograph Adrian took himself, beautiful photograph of standing stones, and beautiful shadow and setting sun. I think it's setting sun. And it says McColgan's Breathing Space Coffee Mug. Yes. Keeping the cold drink cold, Adrian.